Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Windsor Johnston. The House Select Committee investigating the deadly attack on the U.S. Capitol building has voted to approve a contempt report against former White House advisor Steve Bannon. NPR's Claudia Grisales reports the unanimous vote comes a day after former President Donald Trump sued the panel to stop its work.
The House committee voted to refer the contempt report against Steve Bannon to the full House floor. If approved, then it's on to the U.S. Attorney's Office to take over the case, which will likely involve the highest levels of the Justice Department. Bannon has claimed a presidential legal shield, known as executive privilege, protects him from cooperating with the committee's investigation. However, the panel's lawmakers say that does not apply for Bannon, who was not part of the administration on January 6. Former President Trump has told Bannon and others that executive privilege does apply, but that question now will be considered through his legal challenge to the committee. Claudia Grisales, NPR News, the Capitol.
The Biden administration is moving ahead with a plan that would allow most Americans to buy hearing aids without a prescription. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says the goal is to cut the red tape and make the devices more accessible to people with hearing problems.
About 37.5 million American adults have trouble hearing, but just one-fifth of them use hearing aids, in part because they're so expensive and inconvenient to get.
The FDA says the proposal would let people with mild to moderate hearing loss buy hearing aids at pharmacies and other stores. President Biden's nominee to lead U.S. Customs and Border Protection testified before a Senate committee today. NPR's Joel Rose reports Chris Magnus faced tough questions about how he would handle the southern border.
Chris Magnus is not a conventional choice to head CBP. He's an outsider who's built a reputation as a progressive police chief in Tucson and elsewhere. He's the son of an immigrant and openly gay. Republicans on the Senate Finance Committee pressed Magnus on how he would approach the southern border, where illegal crossings have soared.
First and foremost, we need to enforce the law. And secondly, we need to have a process that's humane and efficient.
Magnus repeatedly deflected questions about whether the Biden administration's policies have encouraged illegal immigration, though he did agree with GOP senators that there are some places where extending the border wall could make sense. Joel Rose, NPR News, Washington.
Federal health officials are expected to authorize the mixing and matching of the COVID-19 booster shots. That recommendation is likely to coincide with the authorization for the additional doses of the Moderna and Johnson & Johnson vaccines. At the close on Wall Street, the Dow was up 198 points. This is NPR. The U.S. Supreme Court has declined to block a vaccine requirement for healthcare workers in Maine. The court rejected the emergency appeal today, just days before the mandate is set to take effect. The state will begin enforcing the requirement on October 29th. Workers who do not comply risk losing their jobs. Chicago celebrated its first title by a professional women's sports team with a parade today. Michael Puente from member station WBEZ reports the Chicago Sky won the Women's National Basketball Association title on Sunday.
Several thousand fans came out to celebrate the Sky's victory with a parade and rally. It's been more than 20 years since Chicago celebrated a title in basketball. The Sky's Candace Parker remembers those days and celebrations and hoping maybe one day she'd get there too.
Watching the Chicago Bulls parades and the Chicago Bulls rally on television and just like dreaming of being in that moment, like dreaming of bringing a title to your hometown.
Parker thanked the crowd who helped bring the championship home. For NPR News, I'm Michael Puente in Chicago.
Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer met with residents in Benton Harbor who have been urged to use bottled water because of elevated levels of lead in the water from their taps. The governor's visit to the area came shortly after city commissioners declared a public health emergency. I'm Windsor Johnston, and you're listening to NPR News in Washington.